Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. Hope you're doing well, having a nice week, getting a chance to get out there and do something creative. Most of you know, if you've listened to the podcast at all, if it's not your first time, you know that we don't talk a lot about equipment and gear on this podcast, and that's with some pretty significant intention on my part, because I think there's a lot of people out there already talking about gear, talking about camera settings, camera options, and I wanted to find something different. And I know that doesn't resonate with everybody, and some people like that, some people don't. But that's kind of the area and direction I wanted to focus on, was more on that internal discussion and monologue about photography. That being said, I get asked a lot about camera equipment, camera gear. So people still contact me, asking me what I think about certain models or if they should upgrade or change. And in a conversation with a friend recently, he brought up kind of an interesting statement. He said he was buying a new camera because he needed to take better pictures. I asked him, well, what are you needing to take better pictures of? He's like, oh, just when I'm out and about, or traveling or taking a road trip, I just feel like I need to make some better pictures. So I'm going to buy a new camera. So after we kind of went round and round and realizing that he just had money to burn and I could easily take that money off his hands and give him my camera, which he thinks takes great pictures, and then he could just basically buy my used one. As we went round and round in this conversation, he never could quite get his head wrapped around the fact that there was nothing he was attempting to solve as a problem. Because there are times I think you need equipment, you need gear. It actually solves a very specific problem you're going for. You need a certain focal length, the reach of a lens. You need a certain speed for a lens. You actually do need a new camera because of age. Or maybe you're moving on to a different type of film format and you need a different camera. So there are reasons you need a new equipment. But in the case of I just need to make better photographs, you know, anybody who's thought about that for very long realizes the camera has a little bit to do with making a good photograph. The photographer has a lot to do with making a good photograph. But this notion of I need to make better pictures and I need a piece of equipment to do it, I just kind of found fascinating. We went round and round, had a few beers. He trumped off, I think not getting the advice he was looking for me, because eventually he came back a couple of weeks later and he had a brand new camera. And he was all excited about it and he was talking about it. And then he started asking me what I thought of that particular camera. Like, as somebody who researches and reads and hears and sees a lot of different people shooting different cameras, what did I think about that very specific camera? Well, I don't know a lot about a lot of cameras. I know some generalities around certain camera models and certain camera manufacturers, what I see in teaching when students show up with their actual raw files, some things that may or may not be specific to a camera body or camera manufacturer, but I shoot a particular camera system. I shoot a Nikon system because I've shot Nikon since the 90s. It's where all my glass sits. It's just what I'm familiar with. It's what I know. I've never jumped ship. My film cameras kind of run the spectrum, but in my world, I kind of know Nikon. And that doesn't mean I haven't shot a Canon. I owned a Canon at one point. I have shot and owned Fujis. I own a little Sony camera, pocket camera. So I've got a little variety there, but I'm kind of a Nikon person. But I was really interested in his questions around the camera, because what I realized was what he was looking for was validation for his purchase. That he had gone out and bought this new camera and then was expecting me to tell him, oh, you bought a great camera. You're going to be able to make way better pictures with that. You're going to be able to get those pictures that you imagined. And I think that's the interesting piece around a lot of us in our conversations around our photography is, are we missing the boat? Are we asking the wrong question? Are we facing the wrong set of questions when we look at our own work and look at the decisions we make through purchasing, location, shoots, whatever it is? Are we looking to attempt to validate the decision we've already made and we're just looking for somebody to help support that? Or are we actually interested in finding a way to take a step forward and push ourselves to be better photographers? Because part of being out there on that edge a little bit and taking those creative risks is you may not get the validation you're after and the validation you're immediately seeking, because it comes from within. It comes from your own creative energies, your own creative juices pushing you forward, trying to make something new, trying to make something better. If what you're looking for is somebody to say, wow, that was great, you made the right camera decision, because of all the cameras out there, that camera is going to allow you to make the best pictures possible, and here's why. If you continue to have that conversation with people, are you really getting what you needed in order to make better photographs? No. What you're getting is somebody else telling you that you did a good job, but you haven't done your job yet as a photographer. You haven't gone out and made the photographs. You haven't gone out and created the photographs. And I would be willing to bet, I'd be willing to bet my camera system that in most cases, if not all cases, if you don't bring it up and you're not talking to a photographer, nobody will ever ask you what camera you were using. They might ask you if you used your cell phone, but they're not going to ask you, was that the Fuji X-T3 or X-T1 or X-T2? Oh, did you use the blah, 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 blah? No, they don't ask that. They respond to your ability to create amazing, interesting photographs. Photographs that tug at their heart and emotion for some reason. They don't care about the equipment. They don't look to validate your camera. Your camera doesn't make the photograph. If that was the case, what you should do is walk in the room. You should set your camera down in front of your friends and say, look at the awesomeness of my camera. Admire its ability to one day maybe be able to take photographs. But we can't do that because that's not what we do. We make photographs. We don't admire the object. We use the object to create. And so if you're using the creativity you have by shoving it in a box and looking for validation on the decisions you make about the camera equipment you buy, I think you're missing the boat. Because what we're ultimately trying to do, what we ultimately want, is to improve as a photographer. That's the source of that question, is I'm not satisfied with the type of photographer I am today. I want to be better today, and I want to improve tomorrow. That's at the core of all of what we do. We want to get better tomorrow than we were today. We want to try harder. We want to expand more. We want to become more aware of things. All of those elements coalesce into a sense of purpose in our creativity. And none of that being better tomorrow is tied to a specific point of time or purchase in a camera store or in a tool or in a learning technique. It's all about coalescing all of those things together, all of the things you have, and taking that step forward. So if you are finding yourself wondering about what you could do to take steps forward in your creative practice, I think if you look at what is the reason you're seeking that, and who are you talking to about that, and why are you talking to them about that? If you're looking for just somebody to cry in a beer over how hard it is to be a photographer these days and how the good old days were better because you didn't have to hustle as much and clients just fell in your lap, or if you're saying, wow, it's really hard because I don't technically know how to do what I want, I have this idea, this vision, I'm not sure how to create, or whatever it is, start to think about, what are you attempting to validate? Are you attempting to validate your actual work, your actual effort, the things you're spending time on? Or are you attempting to validate some esoteric third-party thing, a purchase, a decision to not do something, a decision to maybe one day be something else, to do something else? Seeking validation is a tough one because we do on some level need that affirmation that we are doing the right thing. We need somebody to tell us we're doing okay, because that actually does, in those days where you don't feel like you can pick up a camera, sometimes that little bump, that little bit of love from somebody makes a huge difference. But when we constantly look for validations for things we've already decided, things we've already made a decision about, I think that's when it becomes problematic in our creativity. Because once we make the decision that we've decided and we're right and we're looking for support for that decision, we've moved out of the core principle of the creative life, which is the expansion. It's the willingness to change and develop and absorb new things and process new things. Creativity is not stuck in a demonic state of trying to prove rightness. It's an experiential thing we do in life. It's an expansion in life. It pushes us. It develops us. It makes us breathe deeper. And so if you process and think about why and how you validate what you do and the reason you seek that out, I think you might find there's an opportunity there for you to really have some interesting clicks in a new direction with your creative practice. Like I said, validation is not inherently bad. We need it. We all need to be told at some point when we're struggling and we're tired and we don't think we can go any farther that we're doing something interesting, that we're taking good steps. But if you are constantly seeking validation for what you've already decided to be true, to be factual, I think you might find if you let that go, you might have more space in your creative life for doing creative things, for creating interesting work, and for making that new camera that you so desperately wanted, that new piece of equipment, that new piece of software, you'll find that all of a sudden it actually did help you with your creative practice. It did make you do new things. It did make you create more because you gave it the space and time to create more rather than trying to give it the space and time to be proven as a good decision. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get a chance to get out there and breathe in deep, get a chance to not worry about the validation of your last camera purchase. Let that go. And if you're thinking about making a camera purchase, make it and move on and just use it. Don't keep reading gear reviews. Don't keep reading process reviews. Don't keep reading. Just use it. Cameras love to be shot. They love to be used. The greatest validation you will ever make about a decision is to use the piece of equipment until you can't use it anymore because it died. Give it lots of love. Shoot with it. Love it. And you will be amazed at what it'll give you without needing any sort of validation. The validation is in the work. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes, Google Play, places podcasts are found. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.